And we have four bills this morning, member, one on consent. And Mr. Bell, please join us. You have SB 906, item number two in your agenda.
Madam Chair, Senator Bydak.
Good morning.
I'm pleased to present SB 906. This is a bill that was responding to the issue of foster youth. And we originally passed a law that allowed priority registration in our colleges for foster youth. The bill, at the time it was passed, had a time limit of January 2017. There's also a time limit for the extended opportunity programs and disabled student programs in California for priority registration for classes. And what this bill does simply is eliminate the time limit and says that the time limit right now is January of next year. So we have to do something on this year. I have witnesses. I'm going to abbreviate my comments, Madam Chair, so the witnesses can discuss their feelings. Thank you.
Thank you. In support of the bill, please. Who'd like to begin?
Oh, I'll just. My name is Amy Lemley with the John Burton Foundation, and we have here to speak to the efficacy of priority registration.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Dion Barron. I am 21 years old. I am a student at Sierra College. My study is psychology. I entered the foster care system when I was 5 years old. I've been there until I emancipated. While my stay in the foster care system, my parents had lost their parenting rights due to the fact that they were drug addicts. During my time in the foster care system, I was required to change many different schools. So I developed a learning disability, well, not disability, but learning delay. And I also got held back in the second grade. When I initially entered Sierra Chabot College, when I first graduated in 2013, and I had to, you know, put myself into college. I didn't have any support from my guardians or anyone around me, so I had to, you know, go ahead and push myself that way. And my first year at Chabot College, life was put on me real quick. At the age of 18, I had got kicked out of my, not really kicked out, but I was always told as soon as I turn 18, you have to move out, and that's what happened. So I ended up going homeless for a while, for a whole year. So I stayed on my friend's couch while I went to school, and I dropped out of Chabot College. I decided that I wanted to go back to school, and because I knew that my way out of the struggle was through education. When I got to Sierra College, one of the supports that I was able to use was priority registration. With priority registration, I was able to go on to rate my professor and look at all the different teachers that will fit my learning style, because without that, I would be put into just any teacher's classroom. And I was, when I first got to Sierra College, was put in just random classrooms at first, and the teachers didn't fit my learning style. I didn't have the opportunity to look them up and search and what kind of teacher they are, what kind of teaching style they have. Sorry, I gotta slow down. So the second semester I was able to use the priority registration. That semester I was able to find psychology teachers who I felt fit my learning style, and math teachers who I felt fit my learning style. And at the result of that, I ended up getting a 3.2, and I made the dean's list after that. So I definitely feel like the priority registration has benefited me a lot. Without that, I wouldn't be able to find these teachers to fit my learning style. So like I said, this support is a benefit that I am definitely taking a part of. The priority registration, with many other things, is the reason why I'm able to excel inside my classes, because, again, I know I keep saying this, but I am able to find teachers that fit my learning style, which is very important for foster youth, because, you know, going through the educational system, we don't have a lot of teachers in elementary school or middle school and high school that's you know, I can be able to say, well, that teacher's not the way I want to learn, you know, and then having this opportunity in college and knowing that I have this support group is the reason why I continue to go to college. Just to throw a little statistic out there, I learned that only 3% of FOSS youths even obtain a BA degree, and those 3% of FOSS youths do it with the support of the school. So, you know, this is why I feel that the priority registration is very beneficial, and this is why we need it and continue to have it. Thank you for taking the time to hear my testimony.
Thank you very much. In support of the bill?
My name is William King. I'm another former foster youth who currently attends Sierra College and have for the past 3 years. And this is a very great friend of mine that I've able to have the privilege to meet while working and attending Sierra College. Growing up for me, I know for sure that it's been different than Dion just because of my location. But bouncing around, you know, difficult and made it difficult for me to, you know, get through high school. Now I'm in college. This is my higher education. A lot of former foster youth don't have this opportunity. And with priority registration, it has gotten me to the point where I am able to receive my first degree before I am 21 as a former foster youth. So I feel that this priority registration is a big deal and plays an important part in our life as a former foster youth. And I feel that being able to have this privilege, I see it as a privilege, has allowed me to become a leader and educate the public upon former foster youth and the system. So therefore, I feel that we do need to continue with
priority registration. Thank you very much. Yes.
Hello, my name is Janet Kaysen. I go to Solana Community College. I'm actually part of EOPS, FYSI, CalWORKS, and DSP. EOPS credit registration has allowed me to pick my classes early. And also, if I mess up, I can get in contact with the counselor and get a different class. They also provide grants for extra things, like me being a former foster youth, not having someone, a parent to lean on. I can have those funds to pay my bills and get extra things I need from my class. And, yeah.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Thank you. Any others in support of the bill?
Thank you. Good morning. Matthew Canty on behalf of the Faculty Association of California Community Colleges. We strongly support this bill.
Thank you.
Justin Selnick on behalf of the Board of Governors of the California Community Colleges, co-sponsor of the bill in support.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark McDonald, on behalf of the San Diego Community College District in support.
Thank you.
Keith Ellis, representing the California Association for Post-Secondary Education and Disability in support, and student personnel assistant at Cosumnes River College.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Kalei Chitati. I was not aware that I was supposed to take a chair in order to really give an extended testimony. Would I be able to do that for just a few sentences?
Sure. If you may be brief, please.
Okay, so I am an EOPS student. This is my second year at Sacramento City College. And being a part of EOPS has given me extended opportunities. I have to commute at least an hour from public transit in order to get to school, and I'm also a part of my school student senate. And a part of being a student senate, you have to attend board meetings every Wednesdays from 12 to 1, and without priority registration, I wouldn't be able to be eligible to serve on the board because I wouldn't have a flexible schedule. So I am in support of this bill.
Thank you very much.
How you doing? My name is Foy Reynolds, and I am a part of EOPS, and I'm here to support this bill because not only am I a part of EOPS, I'm a single parent, a mentor at the YMCA and sports coordinator there, and it's hard for me to do the things that I do for my children and in the community if I can't have a set schedule. And there's only one way I'll be able to have a schedule at the college that I attend, Sacramento City College, and that's if I have priority registration. So I support this bill strongly because not only for me, but for all the people like me in the position that I'm in.
Thank you very much.
Good morning. My name is Irma Rodriguez, and I'm from Sacramento City College EOPS. I strongly support the bill. I was a past EOPS alum, and I'm now a counselor for EOPS students, and having registration support is essential for our students to be able to follow their educational plan, which is really clearly regimented for them, and they have to be enrolled in 12 units. So taking away this privilege would be detrimental to our students and also may decrease our enrollment in EOPS. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Fabio Gonzalez. I'm the president of the California Community College EOPS Association, co-sponsor of the bill. We're in full support of this bill. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Yolanda Pineda. I'm with the Children's Law Center of California, and we support this bill because it allows foster youth to enroll in the courses they need to graduate from college. Thank you.
Thank you.
Senator Bell, would you like to, anyone in opposition to the bill? The committee didn't receive any opposition. Any questions from members? No. The bill has been moved, but let's call the roll first. Establish a quorum.
Lou?
Here.
Lou here. Runner? Block? Here. Block here. Hancock? Leyva? Here. Leyva here. Mendoza? Here. Mendoza here. Monning?
Here.
Monning here. Pan? Vidak? Here. Vidak here. That's six.
Six, we have a quorum. Any closing remarks, Senator Bell?
No, just to cite the statistic, it was cited earlier that foster youth, I think it's like 6% of foster youth have a college degree, either an AA or a BA. 10% of low-income students and 29% of students with a disability, as opposed to half the population, is not low-income, disabled, or in foster care. So there's a wide disparity on the higher education levels. This evens the playing fields. It creates a way to correct the disparity. And I urge an aye vote. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions from members? There's no questions. The bill has been moved. Chair is recommending do pass.
Do pass to appropriations. Lou?
Aye.
Lou, aye. Renner? Block?
Aye.
Block, aye. Hancock? Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Mendoza?
Aye.
Mendoza, aye. Monning?
Aye.
Monning, aye. Pan?
Aye.
Pan, aye. Vidak?
Aye.
Vidak, aye. That's seven.
Seven, zero. The bill is out. We'll keep the roll open for an absent member. Okay, let's take up the consent item. Item 3, SB 911, Hertzberg. Oh, move. Bill has been moved.
Consent is amended.
Consent is amended.
Okay.
Thank you.
Motion is consent as amended. Lou?
Aye.
Lou, aye. Runner? Block?
Aye.
Block, aye. Hancock? Leyva? Leyva, aye. Mendoza?
Aye.
Mendoza, aye. Monning?
Aye.
Monning, aye. Pan?
Aye.
Pan, aye. Vidak?
Aye.
Vidak, aye. That's seven.
7-0. The bill is sufficient, but we'll keep the roll open for our absent member. Okay, members, this is item one. A couple of weeks ago, we had a hearing on the uptake of the LCFF, and this is part of that discussion. The California Collaborative for Educational Excellence, this SB 871 does two things. It establishes a pilot program administered by the collaborative that will provide volunteering educational agencies with technical assistance and support to improve instructional practices and produce better outcomes for students. And the second thing it does is also establishes a statewide system of professional development on the LCAP evaluation rubrics for local education agencies. And specifically, the training will focus on how the evaluation rubrics can inform the LCAP development and improve student achievement to close the achievement gaps. So, as I said earlier, we know that some districts and county offices of education face challenges developing their LCAPs. And going forward, the evaluation rubrics now being developed by the state board
should be used to drive the updates and to the plans and as a basis for establishing a program for continuous improvement. So we are in the initial stages of organization. The collaborative was established to advise and assist schools in certain situations, including upon the request of the governing board of school boards, county offices, or charter schools. The state board will eventually adopt their evaluation rubrics in September. However, some schools are in need of assistance right now. So this is a perfect opportunity for the collaborative to test pilot technical assistance delivery, which in turn hopefully will better inform development of a statewide system of technical assistance. So the state needs to provide a system of professional development for both county and school personnel to ensure that they have the tools necessary to use data, the evaluation rubrics, and their LCAPs to implement a system of continuous improvement. So SB 871 was designed to meet those needs, and I have amendments suggested. I will adopt the amendments suggested in the analysis, and I am happy to answer questions you may have.
Support.
Yes, good morning. I'm Liz Guillen with Public Advocates. We support the proposal in the bill. We think it would be very helpful to know in advance what the collaborative aims to do and how it aims to do it. So we welcome the conversation and we look forward to working more with the author and other stakeholders. As I testified at the informational hearing 2 weeks ago, we are a little concerned that community stakeholders are not given their role in statute about the evaluation rubrics and the CCEE process. So we hope to interject that point and hope hopefully make it more visible in the bill going forward. Thank you.
Good morning, Martha Alvarez on behalf of the Association of California School Administrators. ACSA doesn't have a position on the bill yet, but we will be taking the bill to the staff and the policy committee next week. Staff will be recommending a support position on the bill. We think it's a great opportunity to build capacity at the local level in being able to implement and use the evaluation rubrics. We also think that we like the two-prong approach of having the pilot program to determine what kind of technical assistance school districts we need. And we also like the professional development opportunity for local administrators, teachers, and other stakeholders to better use the evaluation rubrics. We look forward to working with Senator Liu and the staff in making sure that this bill is something that our administrators can best utilize to support student outcomes. Thank you.
Steve Henderson, representing the California School Employees Association. We also do not have an official position on the bill. However, we are very supportive of the concept of the bill, certainly providing information on the evaluation rubrics. What I'd like to speak to specifically is a professional development. We'd like to see in the bill a nod to those stakeholders that are involved in the LCAP process to ensure that they can also participate in the professional development.
Jill Rice with the California Federation of Teachers, and to echo Mr. Henderson's position, we too would like to see an amendment that recognized those who participated in the development of the LCAP, including classified employees, teachers, parents, students, and the such. We look forward to working with the staff and Senator Liu on these amendments. Thank you.
Do we have any opposition? Questions from the members?
Dr. Pam.
Thank you, and well, thank you, and Chair Liu, I want to express my appreciation for this bill. I know we had an informational hearing on CCEE last year. In fact, I think at that hearing, I had expressed some concerns that there perhaps wasn't enough resources for this and what the expectations were in terms of actually providing direct technical assistance. And I think that there are going to be school districts who need this. It's going to be very important moving forward, and hopefully we will also anticipate probably needing additional resources, that it's not enough just to tell school district we have a list of resources you can go to, but actually to provide that direct technical assistance. And this is a positive step forward. Thank you.
Thank you.
So moved.
As amended.
Yes, as amended.
Okay, this is due pass as amended to appropriations. Liu?
Aye.
Liu, aye. Renner? Block?
Aye.
Block, aye. Hancock? Leyva? Leyva, aye. Mendoza? Mendoza, aye. Monning?
Aye.
Monning, aye. Pan?
Aye.
Pan, aye. Vidak?
Aye.
Vidak, aye. 7-0. We'll keep it open.
Thank you. The last bill is SB 915. We also had this year a hearing on the teacher shortage and a presentation by Linda Darling Hammond, and this is in response to that hearing. SB 915 reestablishes the California Center for Teaching Careers, or CalTeach. And I'd like to start by accepting the committee's amendments. And as amendments, this bill helps address a growing concern in our state, the California teacher shortage. The Learning Policy Institute recently released new evidence of this shortage and identified its critical gaps. The problem is occurring across a range of subject areas, but is most acute in math, science, and special education, which serves our most vulnerable students. The outlook across the state is bleak. We know that from 2001 to 2014, enrollment in California teacher preparation programs declined by 76%. In 2012-13, the number of new credentials issued by the California Commission on Teaching Credentialing dropped below projected district hires. With the future of our state and our students at stake, we cannot treat or allow these trends to continue. And this bill is part of a package of bills intended to address the looming teacher shortage and provoke actually more discussion and creative thinking about reinvigorating interest in teaching, in the teaching profession. And so one of the approaches is this CalTeach. And this was a very successful program in the late 90s. But it was a victim of budget cuts during the recession. The purpose of CalTeach will help recruit teacher candidates from colleges and other careers and from other states. It will provide them with valuable information on how to become a teacher and facilitate entry into the profession. Specifically, the center will help teacher candidates navigate the credentialing process, which can be complex and intimidating. It will help provide them with valuable information regarding financial aid, loan assistance programs, et cetera. CalTeach will also help teachers find employment to identify teacher shortage areas throughout the state and working with school districts to recruit teachers and fill those positions. This was a successful program, a smart investment for our state as we work to address this teacher shortage. So I ask for your support on the bill.
Good morning, members of the committee. My name is Martha Zaragoza Diaz, and I am representing the Californians Together Coalition. We have a support on the bill, but we also have some suggested amendments that we have shared with the senator and the committee staff. We believe that the bill would be better serving the California population by targeting its efforts on addressing the shortage of common teacher shortages right now. Its efforts should be targeted on those teacher shortage areas that exist currently. We also believe that the communications should be forwarded to communities of ethnic communities as well as linguistic communities, and that the communications developed and forwarded should also be in other languages. Lastly, we believe that the center should also collect data that will be show what teacher areas there are shortages in. So we believe that these suggested amendments would strengthen the bill and that it would lead to developing a workforce, a teaching workforce that's more culturally and linguistically diverse, reflective of California's population. Thank you. And we're continuing to work with the author's office on this.
Good morning, Debbie Look, on behalf of State Superintendent of Public Instruction Tom Torlakson, here in support of the bill. The superintendent agrees that teacher recruitment is a critical issue facing California as entrants into the teacher pipeline have dropped significantly in recent years. Enrollment in teacher preparation has dropped over 76% in the last 15 years. As Senator Liu mentioned, the teacher shortage areas are expanding from previously where it was often limited to the STEM fields, special ed. We now include in the certified teacher shortage areas history, social science, English, drama, as well as self-contained classes, which are the elementary level classes. Superintendent Torlakson believes that addressing teacher shortage is one of the most critical education issues before the legislature, and it's one of his top legislative priorities. We must ensure that we have programs in place to attract and retain a diverse pool of high-ability educators for all students, particularly in the high-needs fields and high-needs schools. Responding to the teacher shortage will require a multi-pronged approach with involvement of both state and local agencies. The establishment of the California Center on Teaching Careers through SB 915 will prove invaluable in recruiting teacher candidates and providing them with support, financial information, and job placement assistance. Previous efforts at statewide teacher recruitment have proven successful, including the California Teacher Recruitment Program, which helped to develop a pool of more than 2,000 NCLB highly qualified teachers who are available for assignment to the lowest performing schools. So on behalf of the State Superintendent of Public Instruction, I urge your aye vote on SB 915.
Good morning, Erica Romero on behalf of the Association of Independent California Colleges and Universities representing the 78 WASC-accredited not-for-profit institutions. We are in the process of taking our formal positions on bills, but do support the bill in concept, and as the segment that educates 42% of all California teachers, look forward to working with the author and her office on this bill. Thank you.
Good morning, Isabel Garcia. Good morning, members. I'm with the California Teachers Association, and we are also in the process of recommending a support for this important bill at our upcoming State Council of Education in April. But we strongly support teacher recruitment strategies and programs like this bill to attract talented and diverse individuals from our high schools, our community colleges, our four-year institutions of higher ed, and other careers to choose education as a profession so that we can better meet the needs of our California's diverse student population. And we also believe this bill is important so that school districts can continue to fill teacher vacancies with California certificated teachers from our existing pool of qualified teachers first before we recruit out of state or seek H-1B visas to fill perennial teacher shortages. So we think this bill is part of that solution, and we thank you.
More witnesses in support?
Ray Burnell with the California Catholic Conference, and we're in strong support of this bill, which will help attract and empower great teachers. Thank you.
Samantha Corbin on behalf of Common Sense Kids Action in support of this bill as well as the larger package to address the teacher shortage. Thank you.
Carlos Machado with California School Board Association. CSBA supports this bill. It'll help our districts fill those open positions and also reduce some of the impact that the shortage is having on our staff, classrooms, and also on students. So thank you for introducing the bill. We appreciate your support.
Mike Ambrose on behalf of Students First. We're in support as well, and we also want to push the committee to amend that the center focuses at least initially on determining exactly where these gaps are and where our highest needs are for teachers, and that the work addresses those shortages first so that we can fill those gaps. Thank you.
Good morning. Public advocates in support and also affirming some of the suggestions that Californians Together has. Thank you.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Ron Rapp on behalf of the California Federation of Teachers. We haven't taken a formal position on the bill yet, but I am recommending a support position as we go into our convention this weekend. I'm actually a product of a teacher placement center. One of my first jobs came through a teacher placement center, so I see the value of it. This is a critical issue facing our state, and I'm making recommendations to support a number of bills that address the issue. Thank you.
Good morning, Barrett Snyder on behalf of the San Francisco Unified School District and Santa Clara County Office of Education. Like many folks this morning, don't have an official position yet, but this what's in this bill is very consistent with one of the elements of a solution to a teacher shortage that we've been talking about. So we support, likely going to support the bill. Thank you. An opportunity for opposition? Questions from the members? Bill's been moved as amended, correct?
Thank you, members. Please support the bill.
The motion is do pass as amended to appropriations. Liu?
Aye.
Liu, aye. Renner? Block? Aye. Block, aye. Hancock? Aye. Hancock, aye. Leyva? Aye. Leyva, aye. Mendoza? Aye. Mendoza, aye. Monning?
Aye.
Monning, aye. Pan?
Aye.
Pan, aye. Vidak?
Aye.
Vidak, aye. That's 8-0. That's 8-0. It's out.
8-0, the bill is out. Okay, members, that's it for this morning. Oh, yes. Just to remind you that we had
Before the fiscal deadline, we have 75 bills. Today was very easy. Next week will be easy. But after that, it's about 20 to 25 bills for each hearing. Okay? So, yes. So let's open the roll for Ms. Hancock.
Okay. Item one is out.
Okay.
Item two, SB 906, is due pass to appropriations. Chair voting aye. Runner? Hancock?
Aye.
Hancock, aye. That's 8-0.
8-0. The bill is out.
Item three was on consent. Consent as amended. Chair voting aye. Runner? Hancock?
Aye.
Hancock, aye. 8-0.
8-0. The bill is out.
Item number four, SB 915, due pass as amended to appropriations. That bill is out.
Okay, that bill is out. So,
item number one?
That was SB 871.
Yeah.
Due pass as amended to appropriations. Chair voting aye. Runner? Hancock?
Aye.
Hancock, aye. That's 8-0.
8-0, that bill is out. Okay, members, meeting adjourned.